And when you see that, you are appreciating the association of devotees. That is the sign of advancement. When you are appreciating the Krishna conscious activities, you appreciate the sadhu sangha, you appreciate devotional service, you appreciate your sadhana bhakti. These are the signs of your spiritual advancement. Sometimes people ask, how can I find out whether I am making advancement? And my answer is very simple. Are you developing attachment to devotees, association? Are you appreciating Harikatha? Do you listen? Do you like to hear Krishna Katha? Do you like to involve in rendering devotional service? Do you like to participate in the sadhana bhakti? These are the indications. It is not that by making the sign of spiritual advancement is not in anything else. The sign of spiritual advancement is not in big position. Oh, now I have become a GBC, so I must be a pure devotee. Now I have become a guru, so I must be a pure devotee. Because everyone is saying, I'm a pure devotee. So I must be a pure devotee. No, these are not the indications. Your position is not your indication. Whether you're a guru, whether you're a GBC, whether you're a temple president, whether you are a big personality, this is not the sign of advancement. The sign of advancement is how much your heart has developed love for Krishna. That is the only sign of advancement. And your love for Krishna means your love for the devotees of Krishna. And as a result of that, what will happen? All materialistic activities will become like poison. It will appear like poison. Then you'll see no time for prajalpa. Rather, let me chant. If I have some time, instead of doing prajalpa, oh, this man is this, this devotee is this, look what he is doing. That is prajalpa, gossip. A devotee doesn't have any time for gossip. Because he sees, he doesn't have enough time to chant the holy name. He doesn't have time enough to do Krishna, to read Prabhupada's books. He doesn't have enough time to discuss about Krishna Katha. He sees that he doesn't have enough time to render his service. And he feels, oh, I wish I didn't have to sleep for so long. I wish instead of 24 hours, I had 48 hours. So that is how a devotee feels, that he doesn't have enough time for things that he needs to do. And that takes him to the platform of abhyarthakalata. That no time is wasted. Every time, every single moment is properly utilized.